live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, welcome aboard, everybody. This is America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 21st, 2024, 4 days until Christmas. Hanukkah also begins the same day this year.
Yes,
so,
it does.
We got everything going on the 25th.
Busy.
First day. Folks, listen, as I always like to say, and for the final time for our live show this year, I will say it just now, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, welcome aboard. We're really happy to have all of you here. We're going to be hearing where Santa is coming up in hour two, so you're going to want to listen for that. That's going to be something new on the show. And, of course, you know, 120 minutes of everything and anything in the world of travel is also ahead for all of you. So let's start off this way. You know, it's always a good time to reflect. What a year it has been for this program, right? I mean, surpassing 600 weekly stations, the 2024 Gold Lowell Thomas Award from SATW, all the places we've traveled. And after we're back from the holidays, though, that's going to be the last time we probably talk about that, because we have 520 new show segments on tap for 2025. We got 261 Monday through Friday, 60-second daily travel commentaries coming. I'm excited. I'm fired up, for one. I'm expecting 2025 to be a great year, and I think we're feeling those sentiments right now by many others around the country and the world, too, with all the big changes coming in Washington, D.C. in 30 days. So onward we go, and Merry Christmas to all. And we'll start this way. Mary, RJ, Merry Christmas to the both of you.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all our listeners, and happy holidays to everybody.
RJ, you fired up?
Absolutely, I'm here. It's Christmas season.
That's
the best time of the year.
Exactly right. You got open road coming. I know that. Rudy, Merry Christmas to you up there in Minnesota.
Thank you. It's several inches of snow on the ground. We're looking very, very wintry. And, of course, it's a few degrees above zero, so it feels very wintry.
Well, New York City area, we've had our snow as well. And,
very
Bobby,
happy.
Listen, I know you know how we feel about you. Merry Christmas to you down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center. And thank you for all that you do week after week in making this show the success that it is.
Absolutely. No problem at all. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate that.
You sure you know how we feel about you, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure.
Yes, I do.
Triple sure. Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
All right. So as we, get into all that's ahead in today's show, I just mentioned RJ's got the open road. What are you going to talk about today?
It's a secret. We can't disclose
it. It's like Santa's secret?
So, exactly.
All right. Well, that's coming up for D-Block. So everybody's got to wait, about 30 minutes. All right. You'll be back with that. All right. So Destination Spotlight we have ahead. Personal Connection. Write Stuff. We're going to do listener emails. National Communal Forum. And a lot more on the way. Do want to remind all of you, new travel polls are up on the show website. Actually, same as last week, but we're going to carry those through the holidays. And we're talking about, do you travel with travel pillows or do you use earbuds or headphones when you travel?
Yeah, please go vote. Yeah. I know it's a busy time of the year, but go vote. I'm really interested to see the final results because it's just kind of interesting so far.
That's
what
how
the results
talk.
Look like.
We're going to start our January show. So show website again, folks, if you don't know it, the show, Craig Good, our announcer, says it all the time, but rmworldtravel.com. You will find them right there on the homepage. So now we will see what the Travel News Roundtable has to report. Mary, where do you want to start us off?
All right. Well, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission passed a final junk fees rule this week to ban unfair and deceptive pricing practices for hotels and short-term rentals. This does not mean that there won't be fees. There will still be add-on fees, but the bill requires the fees to be included in the upfront total price of the accommodations. And the purpose of the fee, whether it's a resort fee, Wi-Fi, or a city tax, whatever it is, must also be displayed. So when you're booking online, you have a chance to see exactly what the fees are. And I would say this was number one, it was bipartisan, but shout out to the folks at the American Hotel and Lodging Association who've joined us many times on the show. They were really the folks behind the lobbying and advocacy for this for years. Like this did take a long time, but they really worked hard to push the transparency issue.
The part is, for travelers. I think it's common sense.
Yeah.
Just tell me what the fee, tell me what I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
I'll make the decision. Don't get me there and hoodwink me.
Right.
So I love that. So there's a Christmas gift for all of us. So, all right. So well, let's see. We could, RJ, how about, where do you want to take us?
Yeah, so there are some pretty heavy rumblings in the automotive world this week. There were some rumors earlier this year that Nissan and Honda, of course, two of the largest Japanese automakers, were considering merging under a holding company. And those rumors this week have just become a lot more real. Both companies have agreed to sign a memorandum of understanding, essentially. And Mitsubishi is also going to be included in this. So, you know, this comes as these brands are facing, you know, increased pressure to compete in the EV market. And, you know, we're going to see where this goes.
Because so Nissan has the Maxima, Honda's the Accord.
Correct.
So are we going to have the Honda Maxima?
I mean, all these people already confuse some Nissan and Honda models. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, now it's going to get even worse.
Interesting.
A lot of and by the way, this time of year, we see a lot of mergers happening, you know, for tax purposes.
Right.
But a lot
of
things that I have seen about that, it has to do with the increased presence of China. And
that's exactly what it is, because a lot of the BYD and, and Yangwang, all these Chinese car companies are really they were making phones 3 years ago, and now they have functioning cars. Yeah. So it's a bit of a threat to them. But this will probably be the largest merger in the automotive world since Stellantis.
So. Interesting. So we see, and Mitsubishi, they've fallen off the wayside. So you don't see much Mitsubishi anymore, Rudy, around the country here as you travel. I mean,
no, you don't.
Years ago, you used to see a lot more. So where do you want to take us, Rudy?
Well, China just China actually had a booming year for tourism, which surprised me to learn. I didn't know that. But they just relaxed visa requirements for, I don't know, about 24 countries, I think, including, you know, very common European countries, but not for the United States.
Well,
it was exactly a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, that China stopped requiring Americans to have to show proof of a hotel, you know, to get a visa, to turn in their airline ticket to show they had a ticket coming home. So the rules have definitely relaxed for Americans. I think you can now go for 10 days.
It's 10 days.
But everybody else is 30 days now.
Well,
you can
have
a visa free for 30 days.
With
France,
what's coming,
Malaysia, New Zealand, Japan, and Switzerland are among those countries.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think China right now, you know, again, they're having some trouble with their economy and with the tariffs that are coming in 30 days from now when President Trump returns. I think they're going to be looking for money any way possible. So interesting that they're saying America 10 days. Maybe they're holding out. I do think, by the way, just speaking of China, China's going to have some impact on Boeing because that's where they'll try to, you know, retaliate, if you will. But the good news this week from Boeing was all of their production after the, you know, crippling strike is back, and that's talking for the 737, you know, the MAX, the 767, the 787 in South Carolina, the 777, they're all back. Now, they're not back to the levels that they want. They are working
they're
on
still
that.
Still working towards
and
that.
And they are making sure that they're doing it, you know, in a way that they, you know, the planes are being produced, you know, as so we don't have any more doors blowing off, things of that nature. There's a lot of checks and balances in place, which is a good thing for all
or
of us.
Compromised parts.
But the good news is that we actually should be flying new planes, if not, you know, starting next year sometime around, or certainly when we get into 2026, as more and more of them come out there. So
that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I put a footnote on the China item?
Can you do something in about 10 seconds?
Yes.
All right, go.
China previously did not accept international credit cards, and now they are going to take international credit cards at most
places
in China.
Oh, that's a big move.
Oh, that only feeds my narrative as well, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
and major tourist attractions. You might not go to a little, you know, regional town at a store.
Right.
Yeah.
That was always a big challenge in traveling in China because you couldn't use your currency. So, all right, well, the music tells us we need to go to our first break of the day, and we're going to do that. You know, we attended an interesting presentation a month ago aboard the Seaborne Ovation. It involved how travel and maritime happenings actually have impacted the way we speak, and we're going to share some of that with you when we come back. We have a great guest ahead, so don't go anywhere. So much of the show is still ahead.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to HelixSleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit REmeraldTravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, folks, have you ever thought about how much of our common daily language or expressions can be linked to travel? Well, it's a lot more than you probably think, I assure you. During the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 in early November, well, we attended a presentation on board the Seabourn Ovation that we found interesting, and we invited the person presenting it to join us here today on air to share some of it with all of you. Before we dive in, appropriately, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Make this a Christmas gift you'll remember forever, and that's because this gift is absolutely going to bring you fun and adventure in the new year. Come travel with us this August in Alaska, and right now you can lock in the best deal of the year. Seabourn's offering their Sale of the Year special. That's going to give you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit plus a reduced deposit. So this is actually the same deal that many of our show fans took advantage of to join us this year for the successful big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. So now you can get the same savings and join Robert and myself in Alaska this upcoming August. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, this is a great time to do it. Join us in August aboard the Seabourn Quest for what's going to be an amazing trip.
You know, I can't think of a better gift for Christmas or even to begin the new year. This is such a great deal, folks. You can either choose the 14-day option that leaves Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, 2025, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Both are available to you, and we'll be on both of them, by the way. We've already had some bookings. Space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Today, click on the top of the homepage. It says, Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Alaskan Cruise. It's in blue. Can't miss it. Get your spot booked with us. Whether you make this a great Christmas gift, you start off the new year by booking it, you're going to get an extra 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and the reduced deposit. And because Seabourn ships are small luxury ships, they go to parts of Alaska the big ships can't. So make the reservation today and join us in August in Alaska.
All right, now let's talk maritime language with Jennifer Yeh-Rimeyeva as she joins us on the show hotline.
Jennifer, nice to reconnect with you. Say hello to America and about the 1.2 million show fans or so that we have tuned in listening today.
Well, good morning to everyone. Thank you for having me.
Well, very nice to have you here with us today. So we've got to get right into this because as a historian, you spend time traveling on seaborne ships, sharing your knowledge of areas the ship is visiting, as well as other presentations and lectures that you make during the voyage. Before we get into some of the maritime language that we found interesting, I think some of our show fans across the country will too, how did you get started down this career path and what do you most enjoy about it?
Well, I have always been in the travel business since I graduated from college. I've been a tour operator. I've worked in a shore excursion department on cruise ships. I worked on land tours for a long time. But I moved to Russia and worked in sort of management positions. But my background in academia is history. And as I got into my 50s, I wanted to sort of get back to traveling and kind of put those pieces together. It's not an easy thing to break into, but once you find good partners like Seabourn, it becomes a lot easier, and I truly enjoy it. Seabourn's one of my favorite lines to work. I think they just do everything really, really well. And they appreciate the things that we enrichment conversationalists bring. to the party because the guests are very curious about the destinations they're visiting.
Yeah, we saw and that firsthand.
You're actually a great example of one of the many things the line does really well because these are really enriching conversations. So, Jennifer, as you know, back in early November for the first time ever on an ocean cruise ship, Robert and I did have show fans traveling with us for our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. And we all had a chance to attend some of your lectures. And this maritime language one was fascinating. The sailing community dating back to around the 17th century forward has really had, what we learned, a definite impact on the way we still speak today with certain terms. So some of them are common, some not so common. I'm going to throw out three and just have you briefly comment on these three. So the first one, toe the line. The second one, all hands on deck. And the third one, on the right track. So let's start with toe the line.
Okay, toe the line, as you know, in modern usage, refers to following the rules or doing something according to the regulations in the book. But it does come from naval parlance because a couple times a day, the sailors would be called to attention and they would have to line up with their bare feet, with their big toes, lined up against one of the planks of the ships would be an absolutely straight line. And as I said in the talk, you can imagine the Von Trapp children in The Sound of Music lining up.
Lining up,
when their father whistles to them.
Right.
So, and then the other one is to be on the right track is actually we need to go back to it being on the right tack. And that's the correct rope that steers the ship in the right direction. Today we use it really if we're looking to find a certain destination. So, you know, once I found the cafe on the corner, I knew I was on the right track.
Okay, got it. So, and then the next one, it's kind of obvious, maybe not so obvious, but this is used a lot, all hands on deck.
All hands on deck. In the event of an emergency or an extreme situation, the call would go out all hands on deck. Meaning that everyone on the ship, regardless of whether it's their time to work or not, should assemble at the deck. A couple of reasons why you would want to know that everyone is present, but also if the captain and the senior officers need to issue some special instructions, they can do it to the entire community.
You know, I wrote down so many of these during your presentation, Jennifer, and, you know, some others that just I'm looking at right here, you know, sorry, I'll throw out bottoms up, feeling blue, high and dry. You take your pick there.
Those are great. Bottoms up, you know, we use today as sort of a cheerful, like, let's finish up our drinks, like bottoms up, the bar is about to close. But when they were recruiting for the British Navy, they couldn't always get sailors to sign up. And so they would slip a coin into a glass of beer and then present it to a young man. Once the young man had finished drinking, they would find the coin and the recruiters would say, well, you've signed up for the Royal Navy. But recruitment is so draconian these days. So we just say bottoms up. Remind me, Robert.
Feeling blue, high and dry.
Feeling blue is a little sad, actually, because before you had GPS or ways of communicating, a ship would often be sighted days before it would actually come into the harbor and into dock. And if a captain or a senior officer had died, they would either hoist a blue flag or paint the hull of the ship blue. That would be essential information that people on shore would want to know, despite it being very fast.
And we do that a little bit today, again, with the flag, if a policeman or somebody passes.
Right.
So there is a correlation, right. And then high and dry?
High and dry. Well, if you know, a ship of the 17th century had a deep keel and high sails, if for some reason there wasn't enough water, and a ship would run aground or get stuck in a sandbar, that's being high and dry. And it's a situation where there's simply no solution to the problem. This happened to Captain James Cook when he was down in the extreme south. And so today we use that as an extreme situation.
So my dad used this next one. I had an older father. He was born in 1911, so he really kind of grew up in the 20s. And he used this expression frequently. I don't think it's used as much today with the modern generations, but hunky-dory. I love it.
Hunky-dory. Yes, it's probably not very politically correct today with hunky-dory. Hunky-dory is the way the British sailors described a certain street in Japan where, let's put it this way, services that sailors who've been at sea for a long time might find, so sort of one-stop shopping. And even if they brought home some unfortunate conditions, they still had happy memories of this one particular street. And so that, this is a situation where everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, you know, my suitcase as I go out on the cruise is hunky-dory. Everything mm-hmm. is as it should be.
It's packed. It's full. I haven't forgotten anything. Yes,
packing
hunky-dory.
Packing cubes, everything.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Way back home, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see. There's so many to choose from. There's so many. So how about In the Doldrums?
In the Doldrums is a wonderful expression. And as you know, we would think about that as if you're feeling melancholy or feeling blue. But the Doldrums is actually a meteorological band that goes just on the outer side of the equator. Famously, very humid weather, very still, not a lot of wind. And so it would be very tedious to try and get through this particular zone of the globe. And so if there wouldn't be any wind, the sailors would have to sit there for a long time.
Maybe.
So it's come to mean that sort of sense of being languid and lacking energy.
Well, all right. So really, and we only have about 10 seconds on this, and there's so many of them, folks, but I'll just throw this out. Three sheets to the wind.
Ah, three sheets to the wind. As, you know, this tall-masted sail, there's three mainsails. If you lose control of them, you lose control of the ship. So today we refer to three sheets to the wind as a situation that is out of control, often due to excessive intake of alcohol.
I mean, there's
right,
so many. And folks,
much,
listen,
yeah.
I mean, we could go down. I'll just, you know, whether it's Taken Back, to Turn the Corner, On the Right Track,
run
you know, to run
ship.
A tight ship,
yeah.
Through thick and thin, hand over fist, posh.
So
much many.
Fun.
Jennifer, listen,
yeah.
I mean, we could go on. And as I said, it was a very interesting conversation. It was wonderful to meet you aboard Seabourn Ovation last month. So Mary and I, we have three more Seabourn cruises coming in 2025. We've got one in Alaska with show fans, so hopefully our paths will cross again. And so Merry Christmas and ahoy.
Ahoy, and thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Take care, you too.
All right, well, Mary, there we go. Fun interview for
sure. A lot
sure.
of fun, yeah.
And again, by the way, but folks, her presentation had everyone in the room engaged, and it's just another example. You know, you think you're going on a cruise, and then you run into a situation like that. There's just so much going on. So coming up over the next three segments, it's food talk, car talk. We're going to talk Hawaii, right? Santa is ahead an hour or two as well today. Eight more segments to go on this December 21st broadcast, and we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patent adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by pdsdebt.com/carry. Face it, no one wants to think about debt, especially this time of the year. But the truth is, many of us will get deeper in debt during the holidays. Last year, half of Americans took on debt to pay for the holidays. This year, it could be many of you hearing my voice. It's never too early to start planning to get out of debt, and the team at pdsdebt.com/carry can help with a personalized solution just for you. They have customized options for anyone struggling with credit cards, personal loans, collections, even medical bills and more. If you're making payments every month on your debt and your balances aren't going down, PDS has solutions for you. Everyone with $10,000 or more in debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. Save more while paying off your debt in a fraction of the time while getting the peace of mind this holiday season that comes with having a plan to get out of debt. It'll cost you nothing, so get your personalized free debt analysis today at pdsdebt.com/carry. Again, it's the initials PDSDebt.com rmworldtravel.com/carrier. You can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know I'm a sucker for food, especially for food that gives me an insight into a place I'm visiting. A cottage industry has sprung up around the world in the last 20 years called food tours. Guided tours that allow you to learn about the history of a destination's cuisine, as well as to taste the food in an efficient way with an expert. Kate Loweth is a travel writer and editor who focuses on family travel, outdoor adventures, and travel for folks age 50 and above. And for the website familyvacationist.com, she wrote about food tours and how they can enhance your travel, especially if you have kids. Kate, it's nice to have you in the house today. To begin, how many kids do you have and how old are they?
I have three kids, a 17-year-old daughter, and sons 15 and 13.
So you're totally qualified. And when did it occur to you that it was a good idea to book a food tour upon arriving in a new place?
You know, I wanted to do a little bit of a history tour, but I felt like my kids would be more interested in it if there was food involved, of course. And I really found that the history combined with the food was just the perfect thing to do.
And I've only done one food tour. I think it was in Ireland or Spain. Anyway, I looked up food tour, and much to my surprise, even in just little St. Paul, Minnesota, where I live, there are like 20 different food tours.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the way to find it. You look up food tour / New York or Cincinnati
exactly.
Rome. How do you choose? I guess you can't tell on the internet who's great and who's mediocre.
I mean, I really like to choose ones that go into the food that's specific to that area.
Of
I mean,
course.
you can do like a donut tour anywhere, but I really wanted to go, you know, to one that has crepes in France or, you know, sausages in Germany so that my kids can kind of get a little bit of a taste of that actual culture and the food there.
And how long have you been doing that?
Oh, I would say probably at least, you know, 5 or 6 years.
Okay. There's a company called Viator that you're familiar with them, I'm sure, V-I-A-T-O-R.
Yep.
Do they do food tours? I've never looked them
up. They
that.
Do. We actually did one with them in Portland that was a biking food tour, which was a kind of a great combination since Portland, Oregon has such a great biking culture.
Right. And these might cost, I have an estimate, but you're the expert.
I would say they're like maybe $40 to $70 a person.
Okay. And they generally last a couple hours?
Couple hours, yeah. And I've even done one where it was my nieces and nephews. My nieces were from as young as 7 up to my parents who were in their 70s. We did one where it was just our family, and it was really great for those different ages. It appealed to everybody.
And so you're not necessarily alone on these food tours. I mean, other people can go with you, but one of the attributes is that the food places, the restaurants, the whatever, your food trucks, whatever you're visiting, they know you're coming, don't they? So they're ready for you, which saves a lot of time and aggravation.
That's right. Yep, exactly. That's like a huge highlight of it, so you don't have to be waiting in line anywhere.
Any food tour you took that stands out in your mind as spectacular?
We did a really great one in Paris where we went to a tiny little crepe stand that I never would have even seen. And we just learned so much about the history of the area. And our guide was great because he gave us recommendations of where to go and what to do after the tour. So that was kind of an extra bonus for us.
And I presume the guide was speaking English.
That's right. Yep. Speaking English.
So you don't, even if you're in a foreign country in South America or Asia, you don't necessarily... I would imagine a food tour of, say, Bangkok would be fabulous.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. That sounds great.
Or anywhere in Asia. And are your kids, have they outgrown food tours?
Oh, no, they love them. It's one of the things that we pretty much always do when we go to a new city.
And one of the things you recommend is doing it upon arrival, not 5 days into your 7-day stay, right?
Yeah, exactly, because like what I said about the Paris one is a lot of times you get recommendations of places that you want to go, and if you're leaving town right away, then you don't get to take advantage of that.
And also it's a great introduction to a city that you or certainly your kids might not be familiar with.
Exactly.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, I would say about 6 years we've been doing food tours. I've been writing for a little bit longer than that, and it's just been a great experience for the kids, for sure.
And do you do one a year?
I would say at least a couple a year, probably. It just depends on our travel schedule.
And you have done, you said you mentioned one in Portland, so you don't necessarily have to be going to somewhere exotic to have a great food tour.
Yeah, right. We've done them in New Orleans and Boston and lots of different places. So lots of ones in the U.S. We've done them nearby our hometown in San Francisco. So lots of options all over the place.
Are they normally at a particular time, like lunch?
Lunch or dinner, but you can kind of find them any time of the day.
Terrific. Well, I think it's a great idea, and I applaud it, and I try to do it when I can as well. Kate Loweth is a travel writer and an editor, and she focuses on family travel, obviously, for our conversation, and outdoor adventures. You can find more information about Kate's writing at familyvacationist.com. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Keery here again with this weekend's Open Roads segment. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Before we get rolling, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, are you looking for a last-minute add-on for your Christmas gift giving? How about giving something that they could use every day and could use multiples of? I'm talking about Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. They make for an amazing holiday gift for anyone on your nice list. They already have tens of thousands of five-star reviews online, and Raycon's latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with up to two devices at once. Plus, they have active noise cancellation, which is a feature that can be difficult to find at an accessible price point, that is, until now. Some other reasons they make a great gift: they're half the price of other premium audio brands, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee and easy returns. So save big with up to 25% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, folks, the holidays are here, and we're another year down, which means that's a wrap on another year of new cars as well. And the big news this year in the SUV segment was the release of the all-new 2025 Toyota Land Cruiser and its luxurious sibling, the Lexus GX. You know, the updated Land Cruiser is a major departure from its predecessor, and feelings were mixed from the get-go amongst enthusiasts, which I certainly happen to agree with. I think I fall into that a little bit. Over the decades, Land Cruisers have been many things, from the indestructible J20, J40 models in the 60s, very utilitarian and crude, all the way up to the 90s and 2000s Land Cruisers, which were big-bodied, you know, flagship, luxurious, almost a Lexus at that point. But the Land Cruiser has been, the nameplate has been dormant since then, only just returning this year here in the U.S., and the new truck, it's different. You know, it's got hard angles, a retro-inspired design, a turbocharged 2.4-liter hybrid-only engine, which now replaces the former big displacement V8 of previous iterations. You know, the new model is certainly a mix-up. But I had the chance to spend some time with a new Land Cruiser a few weeks ago, and I have to say, I actually was pleasantly surprised. I think the newest version of one of Toyota's most recognizable and best-selling nameplates of all time, behind only its more menial commuter cars like the Camry or Corolla, it's certainly fresh. But is it a worthy addition to the brand's historic lineup? Well, I actually think it is, but only in the way that Toyota actually wanted the Land Cruiser to be. After all, this Land Cruiser leaves its high-end luxury reputation behind and returns to something Toyota calls core Land Cruiser values. What does that mean? Well, in short, it's less about being a luxury cruiser and more about being a rugged, reliable workhorse. And that's exactly where the 2025 Land Cruiser excels. It comes standard with full-time four-wheel drive, a locking center differential, and Toyota's multi-terrain select system, which is similar to Ford's GOAT mode in their Broncos, go over all terrain. It adjusts for settings like mud, sand, rocks, and more. You know, the smaller size of the 2024 Land Cruiser makes it easier to maneuver on tight trails, and it's also lighter, which helps too. And here's a cool feature. Toyota includes a front stabilizer bar disconnect, which is very trick off-roady system on higher trims, so it gives you even more articulation on tricky trails. And going off-road is where the Land Cruiser's hybrid powertrain, I think, really shines. The combination of electric torque and turbocharged power makes for smooth, dynamic, very predictable drive. You know, the 8-speed automatic is quick and seamless on pavement, and some of the journalists have noted it feels a little bit hesitant in off-road scenarios. I disagree. Personally, I think it lags only until that locking differential kicks on, and then you sort of get the hang of it. Overall, it strikes a good balance between daily drivability, but also weekend trailblazing and real meaningful off-roadiness. Of course, one of the most talked about aspects of the 2024 Land Cruiser is its styling. Toyota leaned heavily into retro inspiration, drawing cues from the classic FJ40 and earlier Land Cruiser generations, and the result is a boxy, angular design that feels rugged and purposeful. But, you know, I'm not usually a fan of retro-futuristic design, but I think the Land Cruiser manages to pull it off in a way that feels modern and not like fan service. Inside, the cabin is durable, plasticky, but straightforward, you know, through and through. The materials are rugged, and the layout is simple, prioritizing function over luxury. And that's really the big shift from the outgoing 200 series, which catered to the high-end SUV crowd with leather everything and typically a six-figure price tag. You still get plenty of modern tech, like a 12.3-inch touchscreen on upper trims, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a suite of driver assistance features. But, you know, the cost-cutting on luxury amenities is evidenced by the Land Cruiser's starting price, which is around $57,000, a far cry from the $85,000 price of its predecessor. We'll see how it does in that department. But where does the new Land Cruiser land in the big picture? Well, it's not a direct replacement for the outgoing 200 series. It's a reimagining. Toyota has traded luxury for practicality, which is what they're good at, and size for agility, all while keeping its legendary off-road DNA intact. Is it perfect? No, but it's a bold move that brings the Land Cruiser back to its roots, makes it more accessible to a wider and deserving audience. Overall, it gets a mild thumbs up from us here at Arm World Travel. I certainly recommend going and checking it out for yourself. That's going to be it for today. Up next, we're headed to the Big Island of Hawaii for our destination spotlight. Do not go anywhere after that, because in hour two, we have something very special. We got a direct line with NORAD to talk all about tracking down Santa just in time for Christmas. But like I said, that's going to be it for me today and for this year. Thank you so much for tuning in for another year of the open road. I'm RJ Carey. This is Arm World Travel. Merry Christmas, everyone, and drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I now reclaim our show mics from RJ after he just finished that review of the 2025 Land Cruiser, well, we're about to take you to Hawaii, Honolulu specifically, for today's Destination Spotlight, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Equipping you to travel the world like a pro with an array of luggage sets and accessories, this is well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage. It makes the perfect travel companion.
You know, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, folks, it's quality luggage. You're going to do none better than Travel Pro. It's affordable. It's going to last you. Find your new luggage at TravelPro.com. You'll save as a show fan or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. There are seven islands that make up the state of Hawaii. Today, we're going to Oahu. Joining us for today's Destination Spotlight from Honolulu is the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce for Hawaii, Sherry Minor McNamara.
Well, I love that we are going to Hawaii. Sherry, aloha. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Aloha. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you are very welcome. Appreciate your time today. So, listen, Mary and I, we don't hide our love for Maui, and you know we've certainly made many visits there. We're going to return there again next year. Kauai also has a very special place in our hearts. The island of Hawaii, or the Big Island, as you know some folks call it, is hands down the most authentic of the Hawaiian islands to us. I know that's where you were raised. So you've had some really interesting work experiences in California, Washington, D.C., London, Tokyo, but there clearly was a calling for you to be in Hawaii. So what draws you to Hawaii and brought you back, Sherry? And what do you want folks to know about the place that you call home?
Well, as you mentioned, Hilo is where I'm from. And I went away for 10 years, thought I'd see what was out there. But after going to these different places, I decided it was time to come back home and give back to a very special community here we have in Hawaii. I currently live on Oahu, and I am the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, so I really get to see and get the pulse of our local mm-hmm. business community and how the business community impacts jobs as well as other areas of our economy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think all of the islands have distinct personalities. Oahu is not an exception. And the growth in Honolulu as a destination over the past few years is just tremendous. Talk a little bit about Oahu and Honolulu as a destination.
Yeah, you know, the Hawaii Tourism Authority recently enacted the destination management plans, and it's about providing this experience on each island, and not so much just to go to the beach or, you know, get Mai Tais or whatever it may be, but it's more about the authentic Hawaii, what Hawaii is all about, the people, the culture, the community, as well as our economy, where there's so many made-in-Hawaii products. And behind each product is a story. So it's very fascinating. And so, you know, that's an area at least the Chamber's interested in. How can we develop more new attractions and events to provide that unique experiences that visitors may not otherwise get elsewhere?
Well, I think that's true. You know, and something else that I want to talk about, because certainly it's a big thing in Hawaii. So whether it's folks in uniform or others coming in, you know, for our armed forces, the military has a major presence in Hawaii, certainly, particularly there in Honolulu. Yeah, we've certainly experienced it. You know, my sons and I think we spent hours on Mighty Mo. I want to talk about, you know, how important and the impact that the military has there in Hawaii.
Yes, yeah, so next to tourism, the military industry is our second largest economic driver that employs more than 100,000 civilians and supports a broad array of local businesses here in Hawaii. So they do play a significant role, not only in terms of national security, but our economy. And Hawaii is the only state in the nation that has all the branches represented. So we certainly serve a very important location for both the security and economy for the nation.
Sherry, Christmas is coming in just 4 days, but winter and spring breaks are going to be right around the corner. Winter's basically here. Hawaii is certainly blessed with wonderful weather year-round, but talk with us about some things that you personally enjoy about Hawaii in the winter months and even in the spring.
Oh, wow. I think enjoy things year-round.
Yes.
There's so many things to do, and the one thing is we have a pretty consistent weather year-round, so that is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Christmas, it's all about gatherings and seeing how Hawaii celebrates the holidays, and as we enter spring, it's, you know, just another season, but again, Hawaii, it's pretty much year-round in terms of what kind of experience you'll get.
Well, you're
really
blessed.
That's what makes it unique and special.
It's probably one of the most consistent destinations in the world, I think, for weather. It's consistent.
There's no question.
Consistently sunny
and you know,
temperate.
The beauty is we saw this year, even if it rains somewhere, you just drive to the other side of the island. You're fine in most cases. So last question for us. You know, give us just one thing that the way Christmas is celebrated differently in and around Honolulu than elsewhere in the U.S.
Well, I think elsewhere in the U.S., they will also say spending it with friends and family. Here, we spend it with friends and family, our extended ohana, meaning, you know, cousins, relatives, Calabash cousins, which we call Hanai relatives, just coming and gathering and everyone bringing their own dish and just talking story, having fun, and really showing the love and support for each other.
Yeah, that's part of what keeps us coming back for sure. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, thank you very much for the check-in today. We appreciate that. Folks, you can find out more to plan your own travels at cochawaii.org, cochawaii.org. Merry Christmas, Sherry.
Thank you. You as well. Merry Kalikimaka, and I hope to see you next year.
Sounds great.
You will. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Well, there we go, Mary. I appreciate the Hawaiian send-off for Christmas. That's great. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Folks, listen, if you haven't been to Hawaii, you just got to go. It's just a great place. No ifs, ands, or buts. In about 7 minutes, we're going to begin hour two of the National Communal Forum. We're also going to check in with NORAD for a Santa report. There's a lot more ahead over the next 60 minutes, so you don't want to go anywhere. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget to catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.